Craig, would you please come up and join us? I'm going to ask Craig a few more questions. Okay, so thanks for coming. We've heard a toolbox tip, so thanks very much. Just like the chapters of your book, they are easy to listen to and to hear what you're saying, but they're actually there's a lot of depth there to consider.
Thanks.
So thank you. If you haven't got Craig's book yet, I thoroughly recommend it. So, Craig, you are a pastor at Toongabie Anglican Church.
At Glenmore Park Anglican Church.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. At Glenmore Park Anglican Church. Yeah,
fine.
It changes. Sorry. Okay, so can you tell us the things that you have particular responsibility for at your church?
Yeah, please? I can. Let me just preface this by saying this happened by accident and through a whole bunch of crisis. I oversee kids, youth, young adults, small groups, welcoming, integration, pastoral care, and leadership development.
Okay, so you're not on the morning tea roster.
Uh-huh, yep.
Flowers.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, I need men's ministry and women's ministry, and then I have the whole set.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. Okay, now all things being equal, if your perfect day, what would your perfect day look like?
It would depend on how tired I was the day before. If I was very tired the day before, I would like to just stay home and keep all the blinds closed so that there was no natural light, and I would maybe just read or watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was feeling relatively rested and chipper, then maybe it would include going outside and having something to eat.
Okay. Okay. So, Craig, right, when I knew you were coming and I thought, well, I'll better Google this author of Wisdom in Leadership. So when I did, I was surprised. I was expecting to find somebody who looked a bit older. So, do you think that you have to be a bit older to write about wisdom? This is going to save 120 people asking you this question.
Yeah. Well, I guess clearly not.
That's right, yeah.
Because I think to write a book on leadership and to call it something about wisdom requires a certain level of arrogance. To write a book like that about, you know, being a, at the time I was 30 and I, you know, I'm an assistant minister. It takes a certain arrogance, I think, to write that book. I mean, I think too, in my defence.
No, well, we're very glad that you did write the book. So
thank you. I work a lot with high schoolers, and so I don't think I know what the appropriate dress is for someone my age. So that's just in my defence.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I've got.
Well, I'm going to choose. I'm going to move on to leadership because obviously the focus of the book is leadership. So, why is leadership so important, and why do you think you know, it was important to write on it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was in third year at college, and it dawned on me that soon I would be leaving to go into a church, and I realized that most of what I would do wouldn't actually be exegesis and leading small groups, that a lot of what I had to do would be to do with teams and interacting with people and leading and rosters and stuff like that, that I really felt very inequipped, under-equipped for. And so I was in third year. I just started to read leadership books. I think I always had a conviction that God was the creator of the world, and so all truth was God's truth. And if it was true in the business world, as in if someone in, if a business person had seen something true and it was true, then it was true. So I always kind of had that conviction. So I just started to read these books. And then when I was in my church as the youth minister, I realized, I looked around at all of my friends, and I just saw that ministry is just very hard, and they were making it harder than it needed to be. Because they were doing things that just made it harder, that they didn't have to do. If they hadn't have done that, it wouldn't have been that hard. But they just didn't know. They had made a mistake, and no one had told them, or they didn't realize. And so I think leadership is important. The reason why I wrote this book was to make... Ministry is always going to be hard, but it doesn't need to be as hard as sometimes we make it. And so we can save ourselves a lot of grief or go quicker or whatever the phrase is by just understanding how God has made the world and how people just interact in groups. And with a bit more of that kind of wisdom, it could be easier. And then I also saw that leadership was essentially about loving people. That when leadership is done poorly, and if you've ever experienced, you know, poor leadership from someone above you, you know how unloving it is and how painful it is and how, you know, cruel it can be. And so I experienced that, and I saw it in others. And so my conviction is leading is about loving people. And if you really loved people, then we want to lead them well and not be cruel or unkind or waste their time or all of those things. So they were the kind of the two big convictions, I think, that led me to read and read and read and write this book. Probably the third thing, just not to like waffle on too much, is that leadership books are so boring. All of them, you know, including this one.
No.
Like, they're so boring. And, you know, they say maybe one or two helpful things, and then they pad it out for 200 or 300 pages that you need to get through just to get one or two things. And I just hated it. But I read them because I have sort of an addictive personality in that sense. And so I just read, you know, 150 leadership books. All of them were terribly boring, so that you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We all have our crosses to bear.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that one. So, do you have any other books in the pipeline? Excuse the pun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the book I say that I think everyone who's a Bible person should be a leadership person, and if you're a leadership person, you should be a Bible person. And so I kind of wanted to model that in my own. So my next book is on the incarnation, because I just really wanted a book that was simple and not overly complicated and philosophical and academic on the incarnation, and couldn't find one. And so I wrote one. So that's coming soon, and then I'm in talks with Crossway to do another incarnation book, and then there'll be the next leadership one as well, is then next kind of third in that pipeline, which is more about a broader leadership development framework, pipeline being one of those pieces, but five other, like a six-piece kind of leadership development framework, just to help us take the next steps with leadership in our churches.
Yeah.
And then Fantastic. We'll see what happens after that.
Great, good. Well, we'll look forward to them. So please do tell us about building leadership pipelines.
Thank you.
Thanks.